With Reimagining the Way You Relate to God. Written by Sky Jatani. Narrated by Larry Wayne. Copyright Akash Jatani, a.k.a. Sky Jatani. Production copyright 2017 by Two Words Publishing. Published by arrangement with Thomas Nelson, a division of HarperCollins Christian Publishing, Incorporated. Chapter 1. Life After Eden. The Shadows. 1500 years ago, the Emperor of Rome built a tomb for his beloved sister. The small building was designed in the shape of a cross with a vaulted ceiling covered with mosaics of swirling stars in an indigo sky. The focal point of the mosaic ceiling was the depiction of Jesus the Good Shepherd, surrounded by sheep in an emerald paradise. The mausoleum of Galla Placidia still stands in Ravenna, Italy, and has been called by scholars the earliest and best preserved of all mosaic monuments, and one of the most artistically perfect. But visitors who have admired its mosaics in travel books and on postcards will be disappointed when they enter the mausoleum. The structure has only tiny windows, and what light does enter is usually blocked by a mass of tourists. The most artistically perfect mosaic monument, the inspiring vision of the Good Shepherd in a starry paradise, is hidden behind a veil of darkness. But the impatient who leave the chapel will miss a stunning unveiling. With no advance notice, spotlights near the ceiling are turned on when a tourist finally manages to drop a coin into the small metal box along the wall. The lights illuminate the iridescent tiles of the mosaic, but only for a few seconds. One visitor described the experience. The lights come on. For a brief moment, the briefest of moments, the eye doesn't have time to take it all in. The eye casts about. The dull, hot darkness overhead becomes a starry sky, a dark blue cupola with huge, shimmering stars that seem startlingly close. Ah, comes the sound from below. And then the light goes out. And again, there's darkness, darker even than before. The bright burst of illumination is repeated over and over again, divided by darkness of unpredictable length. Each time the lights come on, the visitors are given another glimpse of the world behind the shadows, and their eyes capture another element previously unseen. Deer drinking from springs, garlands of fruit and leaves, Jesus gently reaching out to his sheep that look lovingly at their shepherd. After seeing the mosaic, one visitor wrote, "I have never seen anything so sublime in my life. Makes you want to cry." Like the tourists in Ravenna, many come into Christian faith with great expectations. They have heard stories of jubilation and salvation, of the power to overcome this world and experience the divine in inexpressible ways. But once inside the ancient halls of Christianity, many are disappointed. Where is the light? Where is the illumination? Our hearts seek God and the goodness, beauty, justice, and peace we've been told He provides. But He often remains hidden behind the shadow cast by an evil world. My concern is that we are inoculating an entire generation to the Christian faith. Many come with a holy desire to know God, to experience His presence in their lives, to be cared for like sheep entrusted to a meek and gentle shepherd. But this is not what they see or experience. In fact, they may leave the church without ever seeing a beautiful and enthralling vision of life with God. The lights are never turned on to reveal the beauty that is present just behind the shadows. Instead, they are offered a substitute form of Christianity, one that cannot break through the shadows and that never really satisfies the deepest longings of their souls. When the experience of faith leaves them disappointed, they may falsely conclude that Christianity has failed.